Straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Mark chapter 1, verse 18. When they heard the call of Jesus, Simon and Andrew obeyed at once, without demur. If we would always, punctually, and with resolute zeal, put into practice what we hear upon the spot, or at the first fit occasion, our attendance at the means of grace and our reading of good books would not fail to enrich us spiritually. He will not lose his loaf who has taken care at once to eat it. Neither can he be deprived of the benefit of the doctrine who has already acted upon it. Most readers and hearers become moved so far as to purpose to amend. But alas, the proposal is a blossom which has not been knit, and therefore no fruit comes of it. They wait, they waver, and then they forget, till, like the ponds of nights of frost, when the sun rises by day, they are only thawed in time to be frozen again. That fatal tomorrow is blood red with the murder of fair resolutions. It is the slaughterhouse of the innocents. We are very concerned that our little book of evening readings should not be fruitless. And therefore we pray that readers may not be readers only, but doers of the word. The practice of truth is the most profitable reading of it. Should the reader be impressed with any duty while perusing these pages, let him hasten to fulfill it before the holy glow has departed from his soul. And let him leave his nets and all that he has, sooner than be found rebellious to the Master's call. Do not give place to the devil by delay. Haste while opportunity and quickening are in happy conjunction. Do not be caught in your own nets, but break the meshes of worldliness and away where glory calls you. Happy is the writer who shall meet with readers resolved to carry out his teachings. His harvest shall be 100-fold, and his master shall have great honor. Would to God that such might be our reward upon these brief meditations and hurried hints. Grant it, O Lord, unto thy servant.